Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Charmaine's, C-H-A-R-M-A-I-N-E, Brody, B-R-O-D-Y, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Charmaine Brody Smith is a 65-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 4/14/22. Apparently she went to turn to step when a wheelchair came up from behind her and struck her. Period. She fell, hitting her right shoulder against a door jamb and the left knee on the floor. Apparently she did not hit her head or experience loss of consciousness. Apparently she believes she injured her neck, right shoulder, and left knee as a result of this incident. Apparently she had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period. She did not undergo surgery or injections. Apparently she admits to having prior neck injuries. But did not specify from what. Period. Currently, she states her shoulder and knee have crepitus and are painful. Period. This is the same pain. She wasn't sure if this was the same pain from the fall. Period. New paragraph. As per the medical record supply, she was seen by Dr. Moore at WorkNet on 5/27/22. Period. Ms. Brody Smith was diagnosed with left knee contusion and sprain of the right shoulder. Period. She was immediately referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. As far as mechanism of injury, they ascertained she fell over a footrest of a wheelchair, injuring her right knee and right shoulder. Period. In paragraph, she was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Barr on 6/13/22. Period. He noted she turned to avoid a wheelchair that was behind her and struck her right shoulder on a door jamb and fell to the left knee and then onto her hands. For the following day, she went to WorkNet. Period. They started her in physical therapy. And she also had an x-ray of the left knee. Apparently, she admitted to a prior neck problem from 2006, for which she saw Dr. Bussey, B-U-S-S-E-Y, at Cooper. Apparently, she also had a car accident in 1977 and a work injury in 2000 involving her left shoulder. Apparently, she had lumbar fusion from a work injury in 1999 by Dr. O'Shea. Apparently, Dr. Barr. Performed an evaluation and rendered diagnoses of cervical sprain, comma, right shoulder sprain with impingement, comma, and left knee contusion. Pretty referred her for x-rays and renewed her physical therapy. Period. She underwent x-rays of the cervical spine on 7/8/22. Period. There was slight degenerative joint disease with minimal marginal osteophyte formation at C5-6 anteriorly. Period. On the same day, she had x-rays of the right shoulder that were essentially unremarkable. Period. There was mild degenerative change at the right acromioclavicular joint. Period. She underwent a cervical spine MRI on 7/22/22 to be inserted here. Pretty interestingly, this was compared with a cervical MRI from 12/21/16. Period. She followed up with Dr. Barr through 7/25/20. Period. He noted there was no worsening or aggravation of her underlying condition when compared to the earlier study. Period. The radiology reviewed an MRI of the cervical spine from 12/21/16. Period. They also mentioned a date of 8/26/20 as far as an earlier study. Period. Dr. Barr deemed she had plateaued and could return to full duty at maximum medical improvement. Period. physical exam, extremities upper. There was a scar on the dorsal right wrist secondary to a carpectomy surgery, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Left wrist flexion was to 50 degrees and extension to 40 degrees, but with full and radial and ulnar deviation. Paired motion of the wrists, elbows, shoulders, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres of the crepitus tenderness, triggering or locking. Shoulder maneuver is normal. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed swelling of the right knee. Paired there was scarring about the left knee anteriorly. There was a longitudinal scar measuring 6.5 inches in length. Paired more posteriorly at the proximal shin was a 4.5-inch scar. Paired right knee motion had a 5-degree extension lag and flexion to 100 degrees. Paired motion of the left knee, both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. The rest of that is normal. Knee's normal. Cervical. Active left cervical rotation was mildly limited to 60 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Paired superficial tenderness to palpation about the right trapezius and paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none in the midline or on the left counterparts. Paired the rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She refused to attempt standing or walking on her heels or toes. Paired she changed positions fluidly, was able to squat and rise to 25 degrees. Paired inspection revealed a midline longitudinal scar, posteriorly measuring 4 inches in length. Paired the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 4/14/22, Charmaine Brady Smith tripped over a wheelchair and fell, striking her right shoulder on a door jamb and her left knee on the floor. Period. She was seen at WorkNet on 5/27/22 and was initiated on conservative care. Period. They discharged her from care on this visit and referred her for orthopedic consultation. Period. She saw Dr. Barr, who ascertained a history of a prior neck problem, a common left shoulder problem, common and lumbar fusion. Period. He had her undergo diagnostic studies that were unrevealing. Period. A cervical spine MRI was done on compared to one that was performed earlier and showed no substantive worsening. Period. She was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement on 7/25/22. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found she had healed surgical scarring about the lumbar spine and left knee. Period. There was swelling of the right knee and decreased motion there. Period. Right wrist motion was also decreased, having undergone a carpectomy. Period. She had virtually full range of motion of the cervical spine, where Sperling's maneuver was negative. Pending paragraph with respect to the subject event, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the neck or right shoulder. Paired her pre-existing abnormalities in these areas were not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the event in question. Paired there is also 0% permanent partial disability at the left leg with respect to the incident of 4/14/22, paired our underlying problems in the left knee, apparently treated surgically, were not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree, period. And that is the end of that one.